Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning. 弟兄姊妹们早安。
It's nice to be with you. Nice to see you all again.
很高兴再跟你们在一起，再见到你们的面。
I needed a map to get up here onto the platform.
要上台，我还得找一个地图才找得到路上来。
It's a beautiful place that you have that the Lord has given to you.
神所赐给你们的地何等的美好。
I had the opportunity to be here.Just to walk through the church at the beginning of the year.
在今年初的时候，我曾经来这里参观走过一遍。
And almost everything was finished.
我必须说，所有的工程几乎都完成了。
But there were no people.
但是呢，人不够多。
Or just two or three.
那个时候只有两三个人在这里。
But how much different it is when we can gather together and we worship Him.
但我们来在一起敬拜神的时候是何等的不同。
You know, the building was just as beautiful in January as it is today.
建筑物而言呢，跟一月初没有什么不同，一样美好。
But when we come together and we worship the Lord, His presence is manifest.
但当我们一起来敬拜神的时候，他的同在就显在我们当中。
That makes all the difference.
这就是最大的不同。
And I'm so thankful to be able to sense that Jesus is here.
我很高兴今天早晨我感觉到主的同在。
And He's working in us.
他在我们里面做工。
And that's really the most important thing.
对我们来说，这就是最重要的事。
The building in 100 years will be gone.
建筑物一百年之后也许就不存在。
And so will you.
我们也一样不存在。
But where will you be?
但是我们会到哪儿去呢？
Oh, we'll be present in the presence of the Lord and we'll still be rejoicing.
我们仍然会在主的同在中欢喜快乐。
And we'll still be worshiping Him.
我仍然会在那里敬拜他。
But only in heaven we'll all be worshiping in English.
只是在天上敬拜都是讲英文的。
Probably not. Probably Chinese.
错，也许我错了，也许都是说中文的。
I don't want to disappoint you all, but probably Spanish.
我不想让你们失望，不过也许都得用西班牙文。
But whatever tongue we use, thank God we can use it to glorify Him.
不管是什么语言，我们都用来敬拜荣耀我们的神。
And you know, there are a lot of important things, but worship is so important.
有许多很重要的事，但是敬拜是非常重要。
Some people skip the worship part.
有的人呢，常常就跳过那个敬拜那一段。
They don't realize that it's so necessary and vital for their spiritual lives.
但不明白这对我们属灵的生命是非常重要而基本的。
We're strengthened as we worship the Lord.
我们来到神面前敬拜的时候，我们就得坚固。
I've known people that just in the worship time have been healed of sickness.
我认识许多人在敬拜的时候，因为遇见主就得医治的。
Jesus inhabits the praises of His people and manifests His glory.
神是住在他百姓的赞美的当中，而且在那里显出他的荣耀。
And it's so wonderful just to be part of that.
若是我们在其中有份，岂不是很好吗？
This is my one and only opportunity to talk to you all.
今天早晨是我唯一的机会跟你们所有人一起分享。
I'm with the young people in the different places at different times, and so this is it for you.
在夏令会中我有许多的不同的讲台，但都是跟年轻人英文组在一起，所以对中文组弟兄姊妹来说，这是唯一的机会。
Did I say all that? So it doesn't matter if you don't like me too much.You don't have to endure too much.
所以你如果不喜欢我，你受苦就这一堂。
But I do have something on my heart that I would like to hopefully communicate to you this morning.
但是在我心中的确是有一个负担，我想要跟你们分享。
Something that I trust the Lord will use to help us all.
我相信神会用这个负担帮助我们许多的人。
You know, a lot of us, especially maybe we from the East Coast, we're concerned about being robbed. We're concerned about theft.
像我们这些从东岸的来的人呢，特别怕被人家抢。
I think it's probably that way around here too.
也许在你们当中也是一样。
Somebody was kind enough to give me their car to drive to and from the hotel, and I noticed that you got alarms and locks and all kinds of stuff.
有人把他的车借给我开，我发现他这个车子显然都是有安全系统。
I was trying to get in the car last night, and I was using the wrong alarm. There are two different ones.
因为这显然有两个车子的那个安全系统，所以我昨天上车的时候用错了那个系统。
I thought it was the wrong car.
所以我以为是开错了车子。
I was trying to steal yours.
我也许我开的是你的车子。
But we're concerned, so we lock our cars and we put alarms on them.
我们为什么有这些安全系统？因为我们怕车子被偷了。
We're concerned about somebody stealing our wallet, perhaps.
有的时候我们怕人家偷我们的皮夹。
Robbing our house.
或是抢我们偷我们的房子里。
We want to insure against that, so we take out insurance to cover us in case something like that happens.
所以我们会买保险，就万一有这样的事发生的时候，我们就可以得到保护。
The big thing nowadays, I suppose, is identity theft. They steal who you are.
现在最严重的是那个身份被窃盗的问题。
Could you imagine somebody else wants to be you?
你能想象居然有人想要做你吗？
I don't think they care about being you, they just want what you have.
他们才不在乎做你不做你，他只要你所有的东西。
So you have to be careful of all your numbers and security numbers and social security. You've got to be real careful.
所以对你所有跟你身份有关的各种号码，你都要很小心的保管。
And I think we all realize that we're concerned about being robbed.
我们都了解这个，所以我们都怕被偷被抢。
Let me ask you this morning, how many of you here have ever been robbed, had something stolen from you in your life?
在座有哪些人在一生之中曾被偷或被抢过的？
That's probably more than half of you.
超过半数以上人都有这样的经历。
So you could understand my concern.
你们可以了解我所担忧的事吗？
My house was robbed.
我的房子曾经被偷窃过。
I had things robbed and stolen out of my car.
我的车子也曾遭过偷窃。
Somebody tried to rob me of my wallet, but I didn't let them.
有一个人甚至偷我的，想要偷我的皮夹，但是我有拳头，他们不敢。
But we're concerned about those kinds of things.
但我们岂不是为这样的事担心吗？
There's another kind of theft that we usually don't think about very much.
但是在我们生命中还有另外一种偷窃，我们并常常不明白正在发生的。
Did you know that you can be robbed spiritually?
你知道你可以在属灵的事上被偷窃吗？
That there's a thief around out there that would like to rob you of your spiritual goods.
你知道有一种窃贼呢，是想要偷你属灵的产业的。
Sometimes we don't even think of that.
很多时候我们都没有这样去想。
We're more concerned about our dollars and cents than we are about the riches that Christ has given to us.
我们比较在乎我们物质上所拥有的东西被偷抢，但是没有想到主给我们的丰富也可以被人偷抢。
In John's Gospel, the 10th chapter, the 10th verse, Jesus said that the thief has come to steal.
约翰福音十章十节，主耶稣讲到说，有盗贼来要偷窃。
That thief, of course, is the enemy, the devil.
当然，这个盗贼呢，就是我们的仇敌魔鬼。
And not only does he want to rob from people who don't know the Lord, he wants to steal from you.
这个盗贼不仅是要偷那些不信主人他们的东西，还要偷窃我们那些神的儿女。
We read of all the blessings that there are in the kingdom of God.
你知道，在神的国度里有许多的丰富。
The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
神的国不在乎吃喝，乃是在圣灵里面的公义、和平与喜乐。
But there are many Christian people that don't really have righteousness, peace, or joy in the Holy Ghost.
但是问题是我们很多属神的儿女，我们并没有真的拥有在圣灵中的公义、和平与喜乐。
It's been robbed.
因为我们这些都被掠夺了。
The enemy has gotten in somehow and has been able to steal away.
因为不知道什么时候仇敌就进到你的生命中把它偷走了。
And that's not right for us.
对我们来说这是不对的。
We shouldn't stand for that.
我们不应该忍受这样的偷窃。
The rest of the Bible verse says, but Jesus has come that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly.
约翰福音十章主耶稣讲到说，但是我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Jesus wants you to live an overcoming, abundant Christian life.
所以主耶稣要你活一个丰盛的基督徒的生活。
Filled with his joy, filled with his peace, filled with his righteousness.
充满了他的公义、圣洁和喜乐。
Living in the glory of the Lord, praising him all the day long.
整天活在他的荣耀里赞美他。
Now be honest.
诚实地说，
you don't have to raise your hand, but think about it. Be honest.
你不用举手，我们扪心自问。
How many of us here this morning have been robbed spiritually?
今天早晨在座的哪一位，你这个属灵的产业被掠夺的？
I don't want you to raise your hand.
你不用举手。
But I want you to be honest with yourself.
但我要你诚实地扪心自问。
Do I have that peace of God that passes all understanding that keeps my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus?
我有没有那个耶稣基督里所赐给我们超过我们所能够想象的平安。
Jesus said to his disciples and to you and me, be anxious for nothing.
主耶稣对门徒也对我们说，不要挂虑。
Don't worry about your life, what you eat or drink or what you wear.
不要为着你当吃什么穿什么 而忧愁。
The Gentiles worry, the heathen worry about those things, but you don't have to because your Father in heaven, he'll take care of you.
只有外邦人才为这些吃喝的事情忧愁，你们天父会照顾你们的。
You can rest in him and have peace in your heart.
你可以安息而有平安。
But there are a lot of Christians that don't have that peace.
但是问题是很多基督徒没有这个平安。
The economy is difficult.
经济现在非常不好。
Our job situations are tenuous.
我们的工作也不稳定。
We're concerned about what might be down the road and in the future.
我们也为着明天而忧虑。
And your Father says, don't worry about it, I've got the whole thing in my hands.
但是天父说，不要忧虑，因为你们都在我的掌握里。
I have peace for you that passes all understanding.
这个超乎人意料之外的平安我已经预备给你了。
Sometimes we lose our joy.
有的时候我们好像没有喜乐。
We don't feel like worshiping.
我们不想要敬拜。
We'd rather feel like crying.
我们想要哭泣。
Nothing's going my way.
因为什么都不对劲儿。干脆自杀算了。
I feel like, you know, oh, it's terrible.
觉得人生太苦恼。
I used to have joy and I used to be glad.
我以前是很开心的一个人。
Though there were no cattle in the stall or no olives growing on the vine and no oil in the vats, yet I rejoiced.
虽然葡萄不结果，无花果树也不结果，然后农里呀，棚里也没有牛羊，但是我是能喜乐。
And I could glory in the God of my salvation.
因为我的喜乐是神的救恩。
But now?
但现在呢？
No,
现在很下沉。
Now I got a heaviness.
现在我觉得很沉重。
And the Lord says, I want to exchange that garment of, for that heaviness and droopiness. I want to give you the garment of praise.
神对我们说，我要把那个沉重的袍子换成那个喜乐的、赞美的袍子。
You see, some of these things, some of us have been robbed of.
因为这些我们这些美好的事情常常被掠夺了。
And I don't think we need to stand for it.
但是我觉得我们不需要忍受这样被掠夺。
Some of us have been robbed in our families.
有的人呢，在你的家庭生活中，你遭到仇敌的掠夺。
The enemy has come in through the back door and is trying to steal your daughter or your son or your husband or your wife or your mom or your dad.
你的仇敌从后门溜进来，想掠夺你的儿女或你的配偶。
And you dedicated those children to the Lord when they were young.
你的孩子幼小的时候，你把他们献给了神。
You said, Lord, this is a gift that you've given to me, and now, Lord, I want to give this child to you, and I'm going to train them the best I can by your grace. But Lord, they're your children.
你对神说，这是你赐给我的产业，我要把他们奉献在你的手中，我要照着你的意思把他们带养大。主，这是你赐给我的。
And the enemy wants to rob them.
这些是你的产业，但是仇敌要把他们偷走。
He wants to steal them away for his kingdom.
仇敌要为他们自己的国度来窃取这家儿女。
Sometimes he succeeds.
有的时候仇敌得胜了。
And we throw up our hands and we say, "Oh, well, what can we do after all? It's wicked in the world."
我们就把双手一举，好像放弃了。我能做什么呢？这个世界本来就是邪恶的。
But I believe that God is able.
但是我相信我们不能让神能。
God is able to keep our families.
神能够保守我们的家庭。
As Paul said to the Philippian jailer, "You and your house shall be saved."
就像那个保罗在腓立比对那个腓立比教会的那第一个得救人说，你和你的全家必要。
And we have a right to believe God to save those who we by faith claim and pray for.
我们相信神能够拯救那些凭信而求告他的人。
I could stand here the rest of the morning and talk about different ways that we've maybe been robbed.
我可以在这花一个早上跟你们分享我们怎么样可以被掠夺。
And then we'd all walk out the door and feel, oh boy, we're robbed, we're terrible.
那听完我们每个人都很下沉，哦，真是我的生命中太多被掠夺的情形。
No, the guy was right. We have been robbed. Oh, it's terrible. We're bad.
那个讲员说的一点也不错。我们真的是被严重的掠夺了。
Maybe you've been robbed of your moral purity.
也许你的纯洁被掠夺。
Maybe in your mind and in your heart you're not clean and pure.
也许你的心思不再洁净被掠夺了。
You know what Jesus said about looking at a woman to lust after her. You know what Jesus said about blessed are the pure in heart.
你知道主耶稣说那纯洁的人有福了。你也知道主怎么说到那些看到人就动了淫念的人的情况。
But the enemy spews out a filth and a wickedness throughout the whole world.
但是仇敌将许多邪恶污秽的事充满在这世界里。
And he would like to swallow you up.
他要将我们给吞了。
But for the grace of God,
但靠着神的恩典
doesn't have to be in our lives.
我们不需要让这样的事发生。
The devil has come to steal.
仇敌来就是要偷窃。
To take these things away from us.
就把这些属灵，要把这些好的东西拿走。
But Jesus has come that we might have life.
但是主耶稣来了，叫我们得生命。
Abundant life.
并且得的更丰盛。
He who hath a son hath life.
若是有儿子的就有生命。
And thank God this morning Jesus Christ has come to give us life. And if we've lost something and we've been robbed of something, I want to get it back.
今天早上我们来到这里，我们知道主要赐给我们丰盛的生命。若是我们觉得我们被掠夺了，我们说我们要夺回来。
And we can.
我们能的。
We can recoup our losses.
我们可以恢复我们的损失的。
You know, when something was robbed out of my car one time,
有一次有人偷了我的车子里的东西。
I went to the police department.
我去警察局。
And I told them about it.
我告诉他们损失的情况。
And about 2 days later, I got a phone call.
两天之后呢，我接到一个电话。
That they found what was stolen and robbed from me.
他们找到我失窃。
I just had to go down to the precinct and claim it and show them that it was mine, and I got it all back again. You know, a lot of the stuff that we've been robbed of, we can get back. And there's a biblical way of getting back what we've lost. And so I'd like to take a few minutes this morning with you to look at that biblical way. There are a few places we can turn to, but I'd like to go to 1 Samuel chapter 30.
那我们一起看, 撒母耳记上。撒母耳记。撒母耳记。
1 Samuel chapter 30.
第30章。
I'm going to read the story. It's just the first, 13 or 14 verses or 15 verses, whatever it is. And we'll read it slowly.
我们只要读差不多16、17节,
as we go through it, we'll just note the way that David was able to recover the things that he lost. These stories in the Old Testament, the New Testament says, are written for our admonition.
这些在旧约中的故事呢,
it's to teach us lessons. Now, we could turn to a bunch of verses in the New Testament where Paul writes, and I could tell you the same story from Paul's writings. But sometimes for me, at least, pictures work, stories work.
对我而言呢,
I can relate to what's going on in the story. And here we're at the beginning of the chapter. David is now a good man.
在这里呢, 大卫呢,
he has had his ups and downs for sure. He's been anointed king. He's killed Goliath. He's gone down and sinned with Bathsheba and killed Uriah.
他也堕落, 他也犯罪,
he's asked the Lord for restoration and forgiveness.
犯了淫乱的罪, 娶了八十八, 杀了他的先生, 但他求神原谅他,
and in 1 Samuel 30, although he's about to be robbed,
在这里呢, 撒母耳记上30章,
he's not doing anything wrong. Matter of fact, he's fighting a battle and he's trying to win victories.
事实上在此之前,
and he and his men, David and his men, are out on a campaign. They're fighting a battle.
在这里,
and the first verse says, David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day.
第三日,
now, the Amalekites.
亚玛利人,
the Amalekites are the bad guys. That's like the enemy that comes to steal. The Amalekites had raided the Negev and they had raided Ziklag. Ziklag was where David and his men and his family and everything that David had, that's where they were camped, that's where they were living. And so when David and all the fighting men were out, when they were vulnerable and weak, the enemy steps in to conquer Ziklag. That's the way the enemy still works. He comes to us when we're vulnerable. When we're at a weak point, perhaps, in our lives. He knows where our Achilles heel is, and he shoots for that. And so we read that David and his men had gone into battle, and the Amalekites come and attack Ziklag, and they burn it, and they take captive the women and all who are in it, both young and old.
在这里亚玛利人侵夺南地攻破喜格拉用火焚烧掳了城内的妇女和其中的大小人口。
Now think about it, that's pretty bad.
这是非常不好的事。
Imagine men that are here, if you're in the fighting age, that would be ages 6 through 99.
在座的男士你们想一想, 若是你们今天都是在可征战的年纪, 比如说6到99岁之间。
And you go back to your camp after being on a battlefield.
你出去打仗, 你回到你的家园。
And you're looking for your wife, and you're looking for your children.
你寻找你的太太, 你的女儿女,
and as you approach Ziklag, the only thing you can smell is the residue of fire odors. And you realize very quickly when you get back that everything, it says all was taken.
很快你回到家中, 你就知道了,
it says that they killed none of them, but they carried them off as they went on their way.
仇敌没有杀一个，都带着走了。
They found Ziklag was destroyed by fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive.
大卫和跟随他的人到了那城，不料城已烧毁，他们的妻子儿女都被掳去了。
Now that's probably worse than any of you are going through this morning.
我想在座可能没有哪一位有比这个更惨的经验。
And I'm glad for that because.My situation's not as bad as David's was.
我很高兴，因为呢，我的状况没有比大卫那时候更惨。
The enemy may have robbed me of something, but I'm not as bad off as David.
仇敌也许抢了我一些东西，但不像大卫这里的经验。
So I can't say, oh, but you don't know how bad it is for me.
所以我们不能说，哦，你可不知道我所经过的可惨透了，惨多了。
I dare say that every one of us are better off if we've been robbed. We're better off than David was.
若是我们在属灵上被掠的，我相信我们的光景没有比大卫当时更惨的。
He had lost everything.It says that David and his men, they wept aloud until they had no more strength left to weep.
第四节说，大卫和跟随他的人就放声大哭，直哭得没有气力。
That's pretty bad.
这是非常惨的情况。
When I read that one time, I thought, have I ever wept till I couldn't weep anymore?
我读的时候我在想，我有没有曾经哭到说没有气力的。
I've had some sorrows in my life, as you all have had also.
就像你们各位，我们生命中都有不幸的事。
Some setbacks and difficulties in my family and things like that.
有些不顺利的事或者家庭的难处。
When my daughter was young, she was very, very sick.
就像我的女儿小的时候，她非常的病得非常的重。
I can remember weeping and being so saddened by her sickness.
我记得我曾经哭泣，心中充满了悲哀。
There was a time my wife was incurably ill and.Didn't think she was going to live.
有一段时间，我的妻子也是病重到几乎没有办法活下去。
I remember crying and crying a lot and being burdened and sorrowful.
我记得我曾经哭泣并且沉重，心中觉得悲哀充满。
There were times in my life that I recognized that I hadn't done what I should have for the Lord.
还有在我生命中，我了解到有的时候我应该为主做一些什么，却没有去做。
I felt the burden of that. I felt sad.
为着那个不顺服，我心里觉得沉重，觉得悲哀。
Overcome with guilt or grief and sorrow.I don't know, have you ever been there before?
充满了那个自责，很受忧伤的感觉。你有没有在这种光景中？
I don't know, I'd like to, you know, never say no. No, I've always been way up here. I've never gone through the valley, but I have.
我真希望我说，我总是在山顶上，我的属灵光景都是在高峰，我从来没有来到低谷里的。
But you know, if you have, you're in good company. You're in the company of David.
但是你如果像我一样有不幸有悲惨的遭遇的话，你在这里是大卫的同伴。
You're in the company of Moshe.
你跟摩西也是同伴。
You're in the company of Peter and others.
很多圣经中的人物都可以与你认同。
I guess it's common to every one of us that we're not always on the top. Sometimes we're down in the valley.
我想对我们来说是很正常的，因为我们不是总是在高峰，我们有时候是在低谷的里面。
And the enemy would like to keep us down there.
很多时候仇敌就希望我们一直留在低谷的里面。
For weeks and months and years.
一周一周过去，一月一月，年年过去。
The enemy would like to steal and keep us robbed and keep us mourning our losses and groveling around in the bottom of the pit.
仇敌就叫我们在坑中，在那里哭泣、忧伤，充满了那个悲哀。
And David and his men, it says they wept until they had no more strength. They just couldn't cry anymore.
在这里，大卫和跟随他的人哭到没有力气了。
We read in verse 5, David's two wives had been captured.
在这里，你看第五节说到大卫的两个太太也被夺走了。
For some of us, that might be rejoicing.
也许你太太被夺走之后，也许有的人蛮高兴的。
At least one of the two.
起码两里面夺走一个是不错的。
But it wasn't for David, no.
但是对大卫而言不是这样的。
He was sorrowful, sad.
他好忧伤，很悲哀。
Their names, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel, were stolen away.
他两个太太亚希暖和亚比该都被掳去了。
To top it all off, to make matters worse, it goes on to say that David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him.
更糟糕的时候，众人为自己的儿女被夺而苦恼，说要用石头打死大卫。
Each of the men were bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters.
所以大卫不仅是自己儿女被夺，其他人的儿女也被夺了。
And so they're bitter in spirit because their sons and daughters are stolen, and so they take it out on David.
所以他们就向大卫发怒。
And they're ready to kill David.
要用石头把他打死。
David's got a pretty big problem on his hands, don't you agree?
你不觉得大卫当时的问题很多很严重吗？
A lot has been stolen away from him, and now his men are turning against him.
他所拥有的都被掳走了，连他自己跟随他的人都开始向他反目。
Could anybody possibly get up from under all of this mess that you read about at the beginning of this chapter?
如果你读这一章，你说哇，他的情况够惨，有没有人？
The answer is yes.
有没有人能够从这么惨的状况里还可以爬出来的？答案是可以的。
How do we do it?
但是如何呢？
How is it that we can rise again?
怎么样我们可以从我们的惨境里再站起来？
How is it that if this morning you feel sorrowful and burdened and overwhelmed and overcome, oh yeah, you can get into the meeting and worship the Lord and you're lifted up until you go out the door and then you're back down again.
今天早上来到我们当中，你也许带了许多重担来的，你起来赞美感谢神，你好像被举起来了，但聚会结束了，你走出去，好像你又跌入了你的深谷。
How is it that we can go from victory to victory and from strength to strength?
我们怎样能够从得胜到下一个得胜，必上加力的往前。
Is it possible to get my head above the water again and to see the light of day?
有没有办法我可以把头从水里伸出来，然后看见亮光呢？
Notice where it all starts.
你要看看大卫是从哪一个点上能够得多回转。
One of the lowest points in David's life.
这是在大卫人生的一个低点的里面。
In the darkest night.
在他可能是最黑暗的一个晚上。
We read David found strength.In the Lord his God.
第六章说，大卫却倚靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
David found strength.
大卫得着了力量。
He didn't find his wife.
他还没有找到他的太太。
He didn't find the families of all his fighting men.
他还没有找到这些跟随人的家人。
He didn't find what he had lost on the outside, but what he had lost was on the inside, and he needed to once again find inner strength.
他外面所损失的还没夺回，但是他在里面所缺少，他却找到了。
And that's where it all begins.
这就是你开始恢复的起点。
God wants to restore your soul.
神要恢复从里面。
He wants to build you up on your most holy faith.
神要叫我们的灵魂苏醒过来，要借着信把我们重新坚固起来。
He wants to encourage you and put new life into you and hope into you.
他要鼓励你，并且呢把盼望赐给你。
So that you can say with David.By my God, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall.
所以你可以像大卫一样说，借着神的大能，我可以胜过敌军。
David found strength in the Lord his God.
因为他依靠神，他心里就得坚固。
Now it doesn't say right here how he did that.
在这里没有详细描述他如何得坚固。
But if I know anything about David from his writings and especially in the Psalms, I think I know how he did it.
若是我们看他所写的诗篇，我们大可以猜出来他如何恢复力量的。
I think he began to worship the Lord.
我相信他是从赞美神。
You know, it's a good thing to worship the Lord when you're not in church with the rest of the brothers and sisters.
你知道没？很好的一个起点就是你一个人的时候。
When you feel the enemy coming in like a flood.
你觉得仇敌攻击你像那个大水涌到。
The Spirit of the Lord wants to raise up a standard against the enemy.
但是圣灵要将你举起来，能够抵挡仇敌。
And one of the weapons of our warfare is this weapon of praise and worshiping our God.
我们征战很有力的一个武器就是敬拜赞美我们的神。
I don't doubt that David took his harp and went someplace off in the corner.
我相信大卫可能拿着他的竖琴到了一个角落去。
And maybe he began to sing, I will bless the Lord at all times.
他也许开始说，我无论何时都要称赞神。
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
你的称赞要永远在我的口中。
My soul shall make its boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
我的口要夸耀我们的神。
Maybe he began to sing, God is a refuge for us, a very present help in the time of our trouble.
他也说，神是我的山寨，是我的高台，是我随时的帮助。
I don't know exactly what he did, but I dare say he lifted up his eyes to the hills from whence come his help.
我相信他的眼目是举起来了，向着山而去。
Because he knew, although he couldn't turn to his friends who were ready to kill him.
因为我知道他没有办法从他朋友得帮助，因为他朋友就要把他打死。
And he had nothing left that he could look to for as far as family were concerned.
他的家人也都被夺走了。
Yet he could look to the Lord.
他所能做的就是仰望神。
And know that God, Jesus, never failed.
知道神从不失败。
And so he strengthened himself.
所以借此他得坚固。
He encouraged himself in the Lord.
他在主里面得着鼓励。
If you're discouraged this morning,
若是今天早晨你心中觉得沮丧。
If the enemy has dealt you a raw deal,
若是仇敌在攻击你。
If you feel a little down and sorrowful because of what you've lost, The first thing isn't to try to go find it, but the first thing is to strengthen yourself. Open up your heart to Him. We read, is it in Psalm 24 where He says, the King of Glory shall come in.
就像诗篇24篇讲说，众城门啊，要欢迎你的王进来。
Who is this King of Glory?
这位荣耀的王是谁？
He's the Lord, and He's strong, and He's mighty in battle.
他是主，他征战得胜。
And so David strengthened himself in the Lord.
所以他靠神在这里得坚固了。
And then right after that, he goes to Abiathar the priest.
下一件他做的事呢，就是到祭司亚比亚他去。
And he asks for the ephod, and Abiathar brings it to him, and David inquires of the Lord.
他说，请把以弗德拿过来，他要求问神。
In other words, David prayed.
的意思就是说他祷告。
David went to God and asked of God and poured out his heart before God in prayer.
大卫去求告神，他向神祷告，将他的心整个倾倒出来询问神。
You know the old song that says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit."
记不记得那首有名的诗歌？很多时候我们白白受苦。
Oh, what needless pain we bear.
我们白白的受苦。
All because we do not carry everything to God.
乃是因为我们没有将万事带到他的面前。
You know, some of you, if you were robbed of your stuff, you'd first thing you'd do is you'd be out looking for it.
常常我们被掠夺的时候，我们做第一件事就是出去找我们被拿走的东西。
You wouldn't wait to ask the Lord anything.
你不会先来到神面前求问。
As a matter of fact, there are some people that think they know better than the Lord knows.
很多时候你觉得有人比神还聪明呢。
They're ready to tell the Lord what to do and where they should go look for it.
常常他们会告诉神去哪里恢复他们的东西。
We get the thing backwards.
我们把事情本末倒置了。
In all thy ways acknowledge Him.
在你所有所行的事上都要依靠他。
And He shall direct thy path.
都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Lord, I have no peace, I have no joy, whatever it is that I've been robbed.
主耶稣啊，我失去了平安，我失去了喜乐。
Oh, I think what I need to do to get happy again is to go watch some comedy.
所以我想要得回喜乐，我得去听听演讲笑话。 但是那没有用的。
I think what I'm going to need to do, I need to find friends and be with people.
也许我得去找我的朋友，我们聚一聚我就开心了。
To get the peace back, I need to do this or that. I need a vacation.
也许我需要去度假，找回我的平安。
We got our own ideas of how we're going to find what we've lost and solve our problems.
很多时候我们都有自己的想法，想要寻回我们失去的东西。
Some people know exactly what they need to do for their children.
有的人认为他们知道怎么样教养儿女。
Now the Bible gives us guidelines, but you know, we don't really know best. He knows best.
圣经给我们许多的指导，但是呢，我们并不知道所有事，只有神知道所有的事。
And David could have just got his fighting men and said, "Hey, we've been robbed. Let's go find what we've lost."
大卫大可招聚他的人说，嘿，我们被抢夺，让我们去把他们追回来。
But David takes the time.
但是大卫却先花了时间。
First of all, strengthen himself in God.
第一，先在神面前恢复自己的力量。
And then he wants to pray and inquire of the Lord and seek God's will and find God's way.
第二，他来到神面前求问，要寻求神的旨意，知道神的道路。
Now these things are important for our lives.
这些原则对我们的属灵生命非常重要。Because
sometimes again, when we lose what we've lost, we try to go about getting it back in the wrong ways.
常常我们损失了一些，然后我们就急着用我们的方法来恢复。
So he inquires of the Lord, and he's specific in his inquiry.
在他的求问里头，他非常的准确的，非常仔细的。
He said, "Lord, do you want me to pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them?"
说我追赶敌军，追得上追不上呢？
Lord, do you want me to go after this? Is this something that you want from me?
就是说，这是你的意思吗，主啊？
Is this within the venue of your will for my life?
这是你在我生命中所定的旨意，去追赶敌军吗？
And unless we're sure that this is what God wants,
除非我们里面确定这是神要我们做的。
Sometimes we try to recapture things that God's never intended that we have in the first place.
有的时候我们想要恢复我们失去的，事实上在神的计划中并不需要这样做的。
The things that I've mentioned to you before that we've been robbed from, I guarantee from the Bible that God wants you to have them.
很多我刚才跟你们讲的，我们属灵中的产业是神要我们恢复的。He
might not want you to have $1 million.
也许神不是要你得到100万美金。
That might not be God's will for your life.
很可能这不是神向着你的旨意。So
if you go home and find out that the $1 million you had in your mattress has been stolen,
如果你回家，你发现你床底下所藏的那个100万美金不见了。
God may not want you to have that $1 million.
也许是神根本就不要你有那一百万。
But God does want you to have His peace and His joy and His righteousness.
但是神却要你在他得着他在圣灵中的公义、圣洁、和平和喜乐。
He does want you to enjoy the fullness of His blessing in your life.
他要你享受他里面一切的丰富的。
And if you're convinced of that, and you have to be convinced that God wants that for you.
第一要紧的是你必须确信这是神要给你的。
If you sit here and you say, "Well, I'm not sure if God wants me to be joyful or not."
但若是你坐在这里觉得我也不晓得神要不要我得着喜乐。
I don't know if He wants, you know, probably He wants two of my three kids to serve Him, and the third one,
two. 我有三个小孩，也许他只要两个里面有三个里面有两个服侍神就好，另外一个无所谓了。
Unless we're convinced that God has spoken in His Word that this is what He wants from us.
除非我们深信这是神在他话语中所明示的。
Then we are just wasting our time if we're running after the enemy.
我们若不相信，我们就是白白追赶。
Shall I pursue? Will I overtake?
我追赶已经追得上追不上呢。
And the Lord answers, pursue them.
耶和华说你可以追。
You will certainly overtake them and you will succeed in the rescue.
必追得上都救得回来。
Go ahead, go for it.
去追。
Go, get what you've lost.
去追回你所损失的。
Don't let the enemy keep what's been stolen from you.
要让敌人能够保有他所偷窃的。
Don't sit there and wallow around and cry all day long over spilt milk.
不要在这里坐着哭泣，事情已经发生了。
I want you to go back and get everything that you lost.
我要你起来去追赶夺回你所损失的。
Take those men that are ready to kill you with you.
带着那些想要杀你跟随你的人一起去追赶。
Encourage them in the Lord.
并且在主里鼓励他们。
It's my will for you to go and to pursue and to overtake.
这是我的旨意，叫你追回并且得胜。
And David doesn't waste any time.
所以大卫就立刻起来，一点都不浪费时间。
Which way do we go?
但是好，我们去追，往哪儿去啊？
Let's see now. They were here.
那我们想想，他们曾经来过这里。
But where did they go?
但他们到了哪儿去了？
Did they go that way?
他们去那儿吗？
Or did they go that way?
或往这方向走？
Or did they go that way?
也许是那个方向。
Which way should we go?
那我们要往哪一个方向追呢？
Which way do we pursue to overtake?
我们要往哪一个方向追赶呢？
Sometimes we're not too sure which way to go.
很多时候我们不一定确知往哪个方向去追赶。
The Lord didn't say, David, they're 3 miles down the northeast road, go down Milpitas or whatever it's called, Milpitas, and make a right on Montague and then go to 880 and there they'll be.
神没有给他们非常详细的那个地图让他们知道如何追赶。
Sometimes the Lord doesn't give us all the details.
很多时候神没有给我们很多详细的内容。
And when the Lord doesn't give you all the details,
当他没有给你详细指示的时候，
what do you do?
那你怎么办？
If He says go and pursue and overtake them,
他说追赶并且得胜。
But you don't know where you're going.
但是你还不知道往哪个方向追赶。
Kind of like Abraham, when the Lord said to him, Abraham, go head out to a country that I'll show you.
就像神对亚伯拉罕的呼召一样，你起来离开父家，往我要指示你去的地方。
What country is that?
但是亚伯拉罕说是去哪儿啊？
China?
去中国吗？
Africa?
还是去非洲？
Where's this promised land?
你给我的应许之地在哪儿啊？
He went out, the Bible says, not knowing whither he went.
圣经说亚伯拉罕就起来出去，不知道自己所要去的地方。
The only thing he knew was that God was with him.
他只知道一件事，就是神与他同在。
The only thing David knew was that God said, go and you will surely overtake and you will get everything back.
他只知道大卫在这只知道神叫他去追赶，而且你会得胜。
So David went out.
所以他就出去了。
He said, well, it could be there, could be there, could be there.
我可能往这边往那边往那边。
Lord, I don't know which way to go for sure.
我实在不确知要往哪一个方向。
But I pray that you will direct and that you will lead and that you will guide and go before me.
我祷告你引导在前面引导我。
Don't let me make a mistake and go the wrong way, but Lord, you lead me.
主啊你来引导我不叫我犯错误。
Somehow, I'm pretty sure David in his heart, in his spirit sensed,This is the way to go. That road, go that way.
我想在大卫里面有一个感觉，有一点的感动，好像要往这个方向去。
And so he went by faith, not knowing whether he went, but he went.
所以他就凭信往那个方向去了，虽然不知道他要到哪里去，但是他去了。
One problem that we have is that we don't inquire and ask of the Lord.
你知道我们的问题是什么？是常常我们不先来询问神的意思。
The second problem that we have is when the Lord says go, we don't do anything.
第二个问题就是说，神给我们指示的时候，我们却不愿意去做。
We sit there and we say, well, the Lord.Lord wants to bring it back to me. He knows where I live and He knows my name.
Well, 如果神要带我回他的家，他知道我住在哪里，他也晓我的名字。
He does know where you live and He does know your name, but He wants you to take a step of faith.
神知道你的名字，也知道你在哪里，但是他要你迈进那个信心的一步。
And David prayed, and then David went.
大卫祷告寻求，然后大卫起来行走。
And as he goes on his way,
当他在路上的时候
，He's got 600 men with him.
他带了600人与他同行。
Some of them stayed behind because they were too tired already to cross the ravine.
太累了呢，就没有过去。
So David and his 400 men, they're pursuing.
他就带着400人继续追赶。
And as they're going along the road,
当他们在这个路上的时候呢
？Now again, think with me through this whole scenario because it's important.
你们现在仔细想想当时的情形，因为这个很重要。
There's a little piece of this story here that really we don't need.
在这个整个故事里面，有一件好像事情是不需要描述的。
You can X out the next paragraph, and it's really okay.
好像我们可以把下一段都整个划掉都没关系。
Because what David wants to do is get back his wives and the families of his men and all the stuff that was. That's what David wants.
因为这里的重点是大卫要夺回他所损失的。
He wants to get back what was lost, and the Lord said, "Go pursue, and you're going to overtake. You're going to get it all back."
他要得回他所损失的，神已经告诉他去你，而且你一定追得回来。
But this next paragraph introduces to us something that is critical, very.Critical to understand.
但在这里有一小段对我们来说是非常非常重要的一个属灵的原则。
You know, there are some things in the Bible that we refer to or that we call God's ways.
在圣经里我们常常看到神的道路。
In the 25th chapter of the Psalms, David prayed, Lord, show me your ways.
诗篇25篇大卫的祷告是说指示我你的道路。
We read that his ways are not our ways. His ways are higher than our ways.
他的道路不同于我们的道路，他的道路高过我们的道路。
One of his ways, and there are many of them, but one of his ways, Jesus said it this way, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
在他神许多的道路中有一个很重要，就是主耶稣在新约也引用，就是施比受更为有福。
If you've just been robbed of everything that you have,
若是你刚刚失去了你所有拥有的，
and God says, go get back what you've been robbed of,
而神应许你说你去追回你所损失的，
you've got one thing on your mind, and it is this,
恐怕你心里中只有一件事情，就是
I want to get back what I lost,
我要去得回我所失去的。
I want what's mine,
我要得回属于我的。
What's mine is mine, and God says I can get mine, and so I want mine. So it's all about me.
属于我的东西是我的，那是我的。神也应许我可以夺回来，所以都是关于我的。
It's all about my need being met.
都是我的需要要得着满足。
It's all about my coffers being filled.
所以我的杯要得着满意。
So when I go to church, Brother David better say something that blesses me.
所以当我今天到教会来聚会的时候，这弟兄的讲道必须要帮助我。
I don't care if anybody else gets a blessing.I want a blessing. It's all about me.
我不在乎别人怎么样，但是我要得到祝福。
And God says, no, it's not all about you.
但是神却说不是只关乎你而已。
More blessed to give than it is to receive.
因为施比受更为有福。
Maybe your attitude should be, I want to come here to be a blessing.
也许你应该说，我今天要到教会去，我要成为人的祝福。
Not just to receive a blessing, but to be a blessing to someone else.
不只是来得祝福，而要成为一个祝福的管道，能祝福别人。
Because have you found that one of his ways?Is the greatest way to receive a blessing is to allow him to use you to be a blessing.
你知道在神那个高的道路里面有一个道路就是叫我们能够成为别人的祝福。
And as you're able to be a blessing to someone else, you might receive the greatest blessing that you could ever receive in your life.
你知道当你成为别人的祝福的时候，你会在你生命中得到一个更大的祝福。
Have you found that there's truth and pray one for another?That you may be healed?
你知道吗？当你们为彼此代祷的时候，也许是你得到医治。
No, I don't pray for anybody.
哦，我是不替别人祷告的。
I want to be healed.
我要得医治。
Yeah, but the Bible says if you want to be healed, why don't you start thinking about somebody else?
圣经却说，你若是想要得医治，你开始要想想别人的需要。
Pray for somebody else.
替有需要的人祷告。
Let your life count for somebody else.
让你的生命在别人生命中有价值。
And that might be the means for God to bring to you the recovery that you're looking for.
因为这也许是神所要使用，叫你恢复你失去产业的一条道路。
Get your eyes off of yourself.
把你的眼目从你自己身上转开一下。
You know how good that is.
你知道那是何等好的事吗？
And David exemplifies it here in this next paragraph.
大卫在这里就活出这样的一个榜样。
David's looking for these people that have stolen.
他在寻找他被失去的人，他的所有的产业和家人。
And David and his men as they're pursuing these marauders.
当他们在追赶的路上。
They find an Egyptian, it says in verse 11, they find an Egyptian in the field.
在11节说, 他们遇见了一个埃及人。
Now, why in the world would they ever care about this Egyptian man in the field?
在他们追赶路上, 他们为什么会在乎一个不重要的埃及人在田野中遇见了呢?
I mean, if I were on my way to the temple this morning from where we were staying last night,
如果今天早上我们从旅馆来到教会的路上,
And if I were late and needed to get here and had to be here at a certain time, I couldn't get here, I wouldn't care less about anybody else. And these men, these 400 men that are still pursuing, they find an Egyptian. Now, they're not Egyptians, mind you.
但是呢, 这400人在追赶路上遇见了这个埃及人, 不是埃及人找到他们, 是他们遇见了这个埃及人。
It would be as if you were on your way and you saw a Caucasian man sitting in the side of the road.
就好像你早上来聚会的时候, 你路上看到一个白人坐在路旁。
Who cares about him?
你说, 啊, 谁在乎这些白人呢?
He doesn't speak Chinese.
他们不讲中文。
He doesn't eat with chopsticks.
他不用筷子吃饭。
Well, let somebody of his kind take care of him.
让别的白人照顾他吧。
I don't deal with Caucasians.
我不跟白人打交道的。
Or you know, whatever it may be.
也许是任何一种族。
I don't care about this Egyptian man. I've got so much going on in my life that I need to recover. What do I care about his need?
大卫这一群人, 他们有很重要的任务要去完成, 他们怎么会在乎这个埃及人?
But for some strange reason,
但不知道为什么,
these men stop and they pick up this Egyptian guy and they bring him over to where David is.
这些人就停下了脚步, 把这个埃及人带到了大卫的面前。
I guess they had just done it because they wanted to be kind.
也许我想他们做这样就是因为他们有一个好的行为，一个善的行为。
I guess they saw a man in need and they wanted to help to minister to that man's need and be a blessing to him.
他们遇见这个人，很明显他有需要，他们又动了慈心，就要帮助他。
I'm sure they didn't stop and say, you know what, this might be the key to what we're looking for.
我相信他们不是因为觉得啊，这个人身上也许有我们要的答案。
This Egyptian didn't look like the key to anything.
因为这个饿着的埃及人实在看起来没有什么大了不起的。
He was just another problem that needed to be solved.
事实上他恐怕有更严重的问题要解决。
But they bring the man to David.
但是却把这个人带到了大卫的面前。
And they give this man some water to drink and some food to eat.
他们给他水喝，给他食物吃。
They give him part of a cake that's pressed figs and two cakes of raisins.
给他无花果饼，两个葡萄饼。
And he eats the food that was given him and he drinks the water and he's revived.
他吃了就精神复原。
It says he had not eaten any food or drunk any water for 3 days and for 3 nights.
在这里说到他三日三夜没有吃饼喝水。
So David wants to be a blessing. These men want to be a blessing and they are.
说大卫和跟随他的人想成为别人的祝福，他们的确成了他的祝福。
They try to help meet the man's need where the man is.
他们在那里帮助了那个人当时所需要的。
And so they feed him and they give him drink.
他们给他吃，给他喝。
And he gets strengthened and helped.
这个人精神就恢复了。
And then David just asks a simple question.
大卫就问了一个很简单的问题。
In verse 13.
第13节。
To whom do you belong and where do you come from?
你是属谁的? 你是哪里的人?
Like, who are you after all?
意思就是说你是谁啊?
Name, rank, and serial number.
And 给我你的...
Oh, you don't do that in China.
No, we don't.
Okay. Let's see. Tell me where you're from and who you are.
告诉我你是谁，你是属谁的人。
Yeah, that's all he asked.
他只问了一个简单的问题。
And this man, this Egyptian that they just happened to pick up on the side of the road, boy, does he give an answer.
这个无意中所遇见的少年人却给了他们很重要的答案。
It's the kind of answer that we would have to say is exceeding abundantly above that which David could have even asked or thought.
我想他的答案我们可以描述说这是超过大卫所求所想的一个回答。
David has no idea where these men were, these Amalekites.
因为大卫不知道他的敌人在哪里。
He has no idea where his wives or his family or the families of his men are.
他不知道他的太太他的儿女都在哪里。
He doesn't know where the stuff that was robbed is all taken to.
他不知道他被抢夺的物质都在哪里。
The only thing he knows is that he strengthened himself in God and asked the Lord, and the Lord said, go pursue and you'll overtake them.
他只知道一件事, 就是他求问神，神叫他得坚固，并且指示他去追赶。
So he's out pursuing, and on the way, believe it or not, this man who's been robbed of so much is willing to stop and help somebody else in need.
当他们去追赶的路上，这一群人，他们所有的都被抢夺掉了，居然肯停下来为一个另外有需要的人来帮助他们。
It was all in the plan of God.
这都是在神的计划里面。
It was all in the providence of God.
都是在神的管制之中。
Had David run through that Egyptian man on the side of the road, he may still be looking for his his wives.
And
he says, who are you and where are you from? And the man says, I'm an Egyptian.
他说, oh, 我是个埃及的少年人。
I'm the slave of an Amalekite.
You know,
my master abandoned me 3 days ago when I got sick.
因为我3日前患病,
then he and the rest of his troops went on and they raided the Negev of the Kirthites and the territory that belonged to Judah and the Negev of Caleb and then we burned Ziklag.
他既然描述说我们侵夺了基利提的南方属犹大的地加勒地的南方 又用火烧了喜格拉。
You burned what?
你烧了什么?
Did you say Ziklag?
你说喜格拉吗?
You mean you went and you robbed from him and you pillaged there and you stole from that guy? And then did you just say that you were part of a group that were in Ziklag?
你说你到处烧杀抢掠包括喜格拉吗?
David never even asked him for that information.
大卫甚至没有想到要问他这个问题的。
David didn't say, what have you been doing lately? How many battles have you fought? And where have you been fighting them?
他并没有说你最近在干什么,你打了什么仗,你去过哪些地方?
David just said, who are you? Where are you from?
他只说你是属谁的,你是哪里的人?
And this man opens up his mouth and starts yapping away and telling him things that, wow.
这个少年人打开了嘴巴就告诉了大卫他所需要知道的事。
You know what? God is amazing.
你不觉得神很奇妙吗?
God is amazing when we're willing to let our lives be a blessing and just used for the Master's use. It's amazing what He can do for us.
当我们愿意让他从我们生命中成为别人祝福的时候，你会很惊异神能做的事。
And when David heard Ziklag, I think his ears went boing.
我相信大卫的耳朵立刻就竖起来了。
David said to him, do you think you can lead me to the Amalekites? You think you know where they went?
他说你肯领我们到, 亚玛利人那里去吗?
And the man said, yes, swear to me before God that you're not going to kill me or give me back to my master.
他说你若是不杀我也不把我交回我主人手里。
I don't like my master. I don't want to go by him. I'll stick around with you, but not him.
我不选我的主人,我愿意跟你们在一起。
So if you can lead me, if you can tell me you'll spare my life, I'll go with you and I'll take you down to where they are. Believe it or not, this man that was sick that now had all this raisin bread in him, it was now strengthened to go back now to where the Amalekites were. And could you see David and his 400 men coming over the hill and seeing all these Amalekites and seeing his wives and seeing his children and seeing the families of his co-workers and co-laborers?
你能想象吗? 这个少年带他们来到那个山上, 他们, 大卫和跟随他的人站在山顶上往下一看, 看见了他们的家人, 他的妻子, 他的儿女, 还有他所有同工的妻子和儿女。
It says in verse 16,
在这里16节讲到,
He led, that is that man, the Egyptian man, led David down, and there they were, scattered all over the countryside.
在这里那人领大卫下去见他们散在地上。
They're eating and they're drinking and they're reveling because of the great amount of plunder that they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from Judah.
吃喝跳舞因为从非利士地和犹大地所掳来的财物甚多。
Now you tell me if you think along what I'm thinking.
如果你想的跟我想的是一样的。
Put yourself in David's combat boots.
你想想如果你站在大卫的鞋子里。
You've just gone through, and I'm not going to reiterate what you've gone through.
你刚才所经过那一切的事情。
And now you get to the place, and you get over that hill, and you see them there, and you see these enemies gloating and celebrating and having a big party and happy because of the stuff that they stole, and they're prancing around your wives and your kids. I wonder how you'd feel.
我不想你若是像大卫一样站在那山顶上，看见你所有的事东西都在底下，你所爱的妻子儿女被他们戏弄取笑。
I'll tell you how I feel.
我可以告诉你我的感觉。
I'm actually feeling it right now.
我现在就感觉到那个。
I'm getting mad at that enemy.
我会非常的愤怒。
I'm not happy with what they're doing down there.
我会对我的仇敌非常的愤怒。
That's my family you got down there.
因为在那里所掠夺是我的家人，是我的东西，我要拿回来。
That's mine, it's not yours.
是我的，不是你的。
You know, it's okay to get violent sometimes.
你知道有的时候强暴一下是很好的。
Over the things that the enemy has stolen from you.
特别是对着仇敌从你所掳去的事情，你生气愤怒。
Don't walk down to the enemy and say, could we talk?
你不要下去好像有一个和平谈判, 我们可不可以谈一谈?
Maybe we can make a new deal. I'll give you him if you give me my wife.
我把这儿子给你, 如果你把我太太还给我。
The enemy wants to make deals.
仇敌是喜欢跟我们谈条件的。
And we Christians make deals with the devil.
很多时候，神的儿女也跟仇敌谈条件。
And you make deals with the devil, you never win.
你跟仇敌谈条件，你永远不会赢的。
But he's smarter than you.
但因为他比我们聪明。
And he'll give you back what you think you needed, and you'll find that that's not what I needed anyway.
他会把你觉得你要的东西还给你，但后来你发现你根本并不需要那样的。
Because the devil has come to steal and to kill and to destroy.
因为仇敌来是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And that's all it is about.
这就是他们要做的事。
And he's deceptive and he's subtle and he's wily.
他是非常的诡诈的。
But we can resist him steadfast in the faith.
但是我们可以在信心里拒绝他们的掠夺。
We can know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
我们知道在我们里面的比外有多大。
We can know what belongs to us because God said it belongs to us.
我们知道我们所拥有的是我们的，因为神说这是我们的。
This isn't my idea that I'm going to get it all back. God said I'm going to get it all back.
不是我的想法说我要追回，是神说去把他们追回来。
I'm not going to get the victory because I said I'm going to win the victory because God said the victory is mine.Purchased through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我得胜不是因为我说我得胜，而是神说我得胜是借着他儿子耶稣基督的保险。
And I have a right to that stuff that the enemy has stolen.
而且我所失去的是我有权利的东西。
Because it's really mine, it belongs to me.
因为是我的，是属于我的。
We read that David.
在这里看到大卫。
Looking down over that whole countryside.
他看见他们的情形。
He fought them, verse 17.
第十七节。
From dusk until the evening of the next day.
他从黎明一直到第二天的晚上击杀他们。
That's not sitting in a rocking chair saying, if the Lord wants to give it back, he'll give it back.
大卫并没有坐在他摇椅里面说，哦，如果神要我拿回来，他们会回来。
The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force.
强暴的人才能进入神的国。
You rise up in the name of the Lord and take the victory that's been purchased for you.
你要起来，要经历主的得胜，而且得夺他为你得夺的得胜。
The Lord said to Joshua, Joshua, that whole country is yours.
神对约书亚说，这全地都是你的。
I've given that whole land to you.
我把全地都赐给你。
Now go in there and take it.
去得这地为业。
It's yours, but you go possess it. Put your feet down on that ground.
是应许给你的，但是你的脚掌要踏上去。
There are giants in that. There are giants in that land.
但是那地的居民是巨人啊。
They're big and we're like grasshoppers.
他们好大，我们小很多蚱蜢。
We can't do it. Hey.
不行不行不行，我们办不到。
No, we can't do this.
不行不行，我们办不到。
Joshua and Caleb said, "What do you mean we can't do this?"
约书亚跟加勒说，你什么意思？说我们办不到。
God said, "This is our land."
神说这地赐给我们了。
I don't care how big they are.
不要在乎仇敌有多大。
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
他们越大，他们摔下的时候越痛。
God is able.
因为神凡事都能。
Caleb was 85 years old.
加勒都85岁了。
He said, "Give me my mountain. God provided and purchased that and promised it to me."
他说。把那地赐给我，这是神应许给我的。
I'm not going to let the enemy run off with my territory.
我不会让仇敌在我的境内走来走去。
And David and his men said, "We're not going to let the enemy run off with our stuff."
大卫和跟随他的人也一样这样说。
And from evening until the evening of the next day, they fought and they fought and they fought and they won.
从黎明直到第二天的晚上，他们一直征战，而且征战得胜。
And it says that none of them got away.
在这里说没有一个逃脱的。
Except 400 men rode off on their camels and fled.
除了400个骑骆驼的少年人之外。
We have to close soon, but just notice verse 18.
第十八节。
David recovered, then what's it say?
这里怎么说？大卫。
Recovered it all.
全都夺回。
David recovered everything.
大卫全部都夺回来了。
Everything.
所有的都回来了。
Everything they took away.Including his two wives.
包括他的太太，两个太太。
Now look at verse 19.
第十九节怎么说？
Nothing was missing.
没有失落一个。
I mean, it's almost as if the Holy Spirit wants us to get the message.
好像圣灵在这里告诉我们一个重要的信息。
David recovered everything.
大卫全部都夺回来了。
Nothing was missing.
没有失落一个。
Young or old, boy or girl, plunder or anything else that they had taken.
无论大小、儿女、财物，所有的。
Now look at the end of verse 19. David brought everything back.
大卫都夺回来。
Three times in a short little passage, everything, all, nothing was missing, nothing lacked. God restored it all.
在这里短短的一个经节里面，有许多次描述到他全部都夺回，没有失落一个。
We got a great God.
我们有一个伟大的神。
The enemy is formidable.
Yes, 是的，仇敌是很强壮。
But the enemy is no match for our God.
但是他远远比不上我们的神。
And our God can restore.
我们的神能够恢复我们所失去的。
It says David took all the flocks and herds, and his men drove ahead of them the livestock, saying, "This is David's plunder."
大卫所夺来的牛群、羊群，跟随他的人赶在原有的群畜前，便说：“这是大卫的落物。”
You see, not only did David get back everything that was taken from Ziklag.
所以他不仅把他在喜格拉所损失的物都拿回来了。
But there was the stuff that the enemies had taken from these other provinces.
在这里还有仇敌在别处所掠夺的物品。
David actually got more than he had lost.
所以到了末了，大卫所得回的比他原来还多。
He got back everything plus.
他夺回他原有的，还加上其他的。
That's the way God works.
这就是神做工的法则。
It kind of swung and hinged on David's willingness to be a blessing to somebody else.
但是那个重要的转捩点就是大卫愿不愿意成为别人的祝福。
Willingness to be a blessing to someone was precipitated by David's inquiring of the Lord, which was precipitated by David strengthening himself.
他这个愿意帮助人呢，这个是起因在他愿意在神面前被坚固，重新得力，并且询问神而顺服神。
And so, if you're here this morning,
所以今天早晨在座的各位
，and you've been robbed of your peace or your joy,
也许你的喜乐、你的平安被掠夺了。
You've been robbed of tangible things or intangible whatever.
无论你被掠夺是看得见或看不见的东西。
And you've got something here in this book that says, "Hey, this is promised to me in His Word."
但是在这里有一本书，这里面充满了神的应许。
Supposed to have the victory here.
这里告诉我们说，我们应该是得胜的。
Now, Lord, do you want me to have the victory?
所以你可以求问说，神，你要我得胜吗？
Well, Lord, if you've promised it in your word, the answer is yes.
如果你应许的，那我相信你答案是是的。
Now, Lord, I'm going to go take that victory.
所以我要去得着那个得胜。
Sin shall not have dominion over you.
叫罪不在我们身上有地位。
He whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
神儿子所释放得自由的，就真得自由了。
Not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
我们不需要再被各样的事情缠累。
I take my stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has made me free.
我的脚要站在一个地位上，就是主耶稣基督神的儿子已经释放我。
Let me close with telling you just one more story.
那我最后告诉你们一个小故事。
It's not a Bible story.
这可不是一个圣经的故事。
It's a children's story.
是一个儿童的故事。
And all of us are children, right?
我们都是儿女，我们都是儿童，不是吗？
At least we'd like to be.
起码我们都喜欢做孩子。
I don't know if you have in Chinese the story of Jack and the Beanstalk.
我不晓得在你们中国的故事书里有没有这个故事，叫做杰克和他的豌豆树。
Anybody know that story about Jack?
谁知道这个故事吗？
Yeah, a lot of you know that story. You have it in Chinese too?
你们中文里面有这么一本书吗？
She must know it really well because she raised both hands.
在那里有一个孩子举起两只手。
If you don't know the story about Jack and the Beanstalk, you know that Jack was being raised by his mother whose husband had died.
你们都知道，杰克长大在一个寡妇的家，他的母亲抚养他。
Because it was just Jack and his mom.After the dad was not in the family anymore, things got hard and tough financially.
因为爸爸不在呢，所以呢，生活非常的艰难。
They lived in a real shack.
他们住在一个很贫穷的地方。
They didn't have a lot of things at all.
很贫破的屋子里，他们没有什么东西。
And Jack and his mom were just about getting by.
他们仅仅是勉强糊口过日子。
One day Jack did a bad thing or a foolish thing maybe.
有一天。杰克做了一个愚蠢的事。
He sold the family cow.
他把他家里唯一的牛给卖了。
Well, he didn't actually sell it, he traded it.
他不是把它卖了，是把它交换了。
And somebody talked him into giving them the cow if they would give Jack a few seeds.
有一个人说服他，你把你的牛给我，我给你几个种子。
Well, nobody was really happy except Jack.
没有人是为这事高兴，除了杰克以外。
He took the seeds and he dug the hole and put them in the ground.
杰克拿到了那个种子，就把它埋在土里。
But those seeds, and you understand the story is not true.
你知道这是一个神童话故事，所以不是一个真实的故事。
Those seeds were magic seeds.
因为那些所种下去是神奇的种子。
Now I know you believe that when you buy from your company that you're getting magic whatever it is, and your tomatoes are going to be this big.
你以为你种了一个小小的什么种子下去，你的番茄会长这么大一个？
But probably not true.
大概不会发生的。
I know a pastor friend of mine did that once. He bought tomatoes from this company, and in the magazine, the tomatoes were big.
我有一个朋友呢，他在杂志上看到那个番茄这么大一个。
And when he planted them and they grew, the tomatoes were little.
他就买了那个种子来种，结果番茄只有这么点大。
He went out one day to where the tomatoes were.
他有一天去看他的番茄树。
And he opened up the catalog.
他把那个广告书打开来。
And he showed the tomatoes a picture of what they were supposed to be like.
他让那个长出来的番茄看看你应该到底长什么样子。
He said, this is what you're supposed to look like.
他说根据这个书你应该长这个样子。
You're supposed to grow a little bit bigger than you are.
你应该比跟这个差不多一样大。
Jack took these magic seeds.
那天呢，杰克就拿了这些神奇的种子。
Put them in the ground, and the next day or 2 days later, there was a beanstalk.
把它种在土里，突然第二天呢，就有这么高一个植物长出来。
It grew that much in just a short little time.
在那么短时间就长了这么大。
And after a week, that thing was all the way up, almost to the clouds.
那一个礼拜之后，那个树长得好像到云端里去了。
And then it got thicker and it kept getting taller, and Jack couldn't even see the top anymore.
那个树越来越大，越来越高，他都看不到顶了。
And everybody was amazed and looked at that thing, how fast it grew.
大家都很惊讶，说：“哇，这长得可够快了。”
But Jack, being a boy.
你知道杰克是一个男孩子。
As boys are prone to do, was curious.
你知道男孩子都很好奇的。
Now, yeah, you climb up that thing, and who knows where you're going, and if you fall, you might kill yourself.
他就开始爬，你爬上去，当然掉下来可能会把你自己给。
But boys don't think about such things.
但是男孩子是不去想那么远。
What boys think is maybe I won't kill myself.
他也许想说，我不会，我也许不会因此丧命的。
So Jack gave it a try, and he shimmied up that beanstalk.
所以他就试着往上爬。
Up and up and up and up, he went right through the clouds.
一直爬，一直爬，穿过了云层。
And finally, he got into this place where he was in somebody's like castle or mansion.
突然，他来到一个地方，好像是谁的一个巨大的城堡所在。
A big, nice place.
非常好的地方。
He saw bags of money there.
他看到一袋一袋的钱在那里。
He saw a hen there, a hen that laid golden eggs.
他看到有一只鸡，它会下金蛋。
You see, the story isn't true.
你知道这是一个童话故事。
And he saw a lot of other things, nice things that were there.
还看到许多许多很好的东西。
Big screen plasma TVs.
哇，好大的电视机啊。
Now I'm making it up.
这个是我他放进去的。
He saw nice things up there.
哦，是许多美好的东西。
But he didn't want anybody to know he was there, so he came back down.
但他不要人家发现他在上面的时候，他赶快溜下来。
A few days later, Jack said, I gotta go see that again. That's something. So he climbed up.
几天之后他说，哎，我得再去看看，他又爬上去。
And every once in a while, he'd go up there and he'd look around and, look at all this stuff. Oh, this is beautiful stuff.Man, I wish some of this could be mine. My mom would be helped out so much if we could get this.
他每一个阵，每隔一阵就上去看一看，说哇，这东西太棒！如果是我们能有一点多好，我们何等需要这些东西啊！
Then as Jack got a little bit older,
那慢慢他长大一点，
he began to hear from the community and things that he was piecing together.
他常常听到邻居之间的谈论，他慢慢能够了解。
That when Jack was just a little boy, somebody had killed his father.
这发生在他自己身上的事，他说哦，原来我小的时候有人杀害我的父亲。
Bad man who had murdered his father had stolen all kinds of stuff from Jack's mom.
而这个恶人呢，不仅杀了他的爸爸，而且从他的家中窃取了许多的东西。
He heard that this man stole a hen that could lay golden eggs.
他听说这个人夺了他家中有一个能生鸡金蛋的鸡。
He heard that this man stole bags of money.
他听到这个人从他家中掠去许多的钱。
Other stuff that used to belong to Jack's family was now stolen and.He heard that this man, this bad man, took off, and they don't know where this man went, but he took it all with him.
他知道这个恶人把他家中许多贵重的东西都拿走了，没有人知道他现在在哪里。
Jack began to think.
他就开始想。
How many hens that lay golden eggs are there in this world?
你想这个世界上有几只鸡是会生金蛋的？
You know what? That hen is my dad's hen.
所以我在上面看到那只鸡是我爸爸。
Those bags of money up there?
那些一袋袋的钱。
They don't belong to that man. Those bags of money belong to my mom and to us, to our family.
不属于那个恶人，是属于我的妈妈和我的。
Those other things that I hear were used to be ours, that they're up there. That's our stuff.
他们所描述那些好的东西都在上面，说那些都是我们的。
That thief up there took our stuff.
哦，那个贼偷了我们的东西。
Jack got upset.
他就生气了。
He got what we call holy indignation.
他有发那个易怒。
He said, I want to get that back again. That's not right that man stole all that.
他说我要，这是不对的。这个恶人把我们家东西都抢走，我要拿回来。
He shimmied up that beanstalk.
他就冲上去。
When that man wasn't looking, Jack would take a couple of those bags of money and he went back down the tree.
趁着恶人没有注意的时候，他就拿两袋钱下来。
He started to take some of the stuff that belonged to him, that was rightfully his. He started to take it back again.
慢慢，他一点一点把原来属于他的东西拿回来。
He went up one day and he said, If I get my hands on that golden hen. Or that golden egg that the hen lays.
他说, 啊, 有一天他上去说, 如果我能摸摸那个鸡蛋, 金的鸡蛋,
so this is my day. I'm going to take that back. That's ours. It's mine.
那只鸡是我们的, 今天我要把那只鸡带回家。
But that was the day that he made a little too much noise and the guy heard him.
但是他这样做的时候呢, 声音有点太大了, 所以那个坏人听见了。
You remember, fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman.
你记不记得那个故事怎么描述的?
That kind of thing. And yet,
那个恶人就说, 啊, 我闻到了那个英国人的味道。
And Jack got that hen under his arm.
他把那个鸡抓在他的腋下。
With that big guy pursuing him, Jack jumped on the beanstalk and started heading down.
那个巨人看见他就在后面追赶, 他就跳到树上往下走。
Jack had been up and down so many times, he knew where all the good branches were, he knew where he could just, you know, hang on and slide a little bit, he knew what he could do to get down quick.
杰克对于下树的路是非常了解的。
That big guy didn't know what he was doing. He was trying to figure out which way to go next.
那个巨人是不太了解，所以他慢慢的下来。
Jack got all the way down to the bottom.
杰克一下就来到了底下。
He got that axe.
他找到了一个锯子，斧头。
While the big guy was up there trying to get down.
当那个恶人在慢慢下来的时候，
Jack was chopping away at the bottom.
他就赶快砍那个树。
And all of a sudden, that beanstalk went.
突然这件树就倒下来了。
And there was the end of that giant.
那个巨人就死了。
And Jack had gotten back everything that was stolen from him.
杰克已经把他所有损失的都带回来了。
You know, some of us need to be a little bit more like Jack.
你知道吗? 我们应该像杰克一样。
Or like David.
或者像大卫一样。
Some of us need to say, hey, wait a minute, he's got what's mine.
你应该说, 诶, 等一等, 他拿去的是我的。
That's not right that he has my stuff.
他拥有我的东西是不对的。
That he sits there counting my money.
他坐在那里属于我所拥有的。
That he enjoys my family, my kids. That's not right, they're mine. They belong to the Lord.
他在那里享受我的妻子，我的儿女，这是不对的，因为这些都是属于神的。
You know, Jesus has won the victory for us.
你知道主耶稣已经为我们得胜了。
Jesus has taken the enemy and he's been killed.
你知道主耶稣已经击败了仇敌。
He's been defeated.
仇敌已经失败了。
Jesus went to the cross.
主耶稣为我们到十架。
Jesus paid the price.
他付了所有的代价。
Jesus laid down his life.
主耶稣放下他的生命。
That you and I might have life and that we might have it more abundant.
所以你和我能够今天有生命，有更丰盛的生命。
We read in Revelation chapter 12 that they overcame, that is the church, they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb.
在启示录十二章讲到说，弟兄们胜过他是因着羔羊的血。
And so this morning, if you've been robbed,
若是今天早晨你知道你有被掳去的情形，
strengthen yourself in God.
在神的面前得坚固。
Look to Him and see what He would have you to do to get back what you've lost.
求问他当如何行，好叫你夺回你失去的。
And don't let the enemy run off with what is rightfully yours.
不要让仇敌把当属于你的带走。
Because there is victory in Jesus.
因为在耶稣里能够得胜。
And even for you,
甚至就你个人而言,
He's paid the price.
他已经付了代价。
So that you might have abundance of life.
使我们能够有丰盛的生命。
You might say, oh, but I'm just a little orphan, like I'm just a Jack.
你不要说, 哦, 我不过是一个无用的人, 像杰克一样。
I'm not David, I'm not special, I'm just, you know, a little guy.
我没有像大卫那么棒, 我只是一个不起眼的人。
I'm insignificant.
我非常不重要。
He purchased the victory for you too.
但是主耶稣为你买了赦免, 为你得着胜利。
There's a little chorus, I don't know if we can have it on the projector or not, it's called There's Victory in Jesus.
在我们的诗歌里有一首诗,
I think a lot of you know how this goes, and do we have anybody that knows it that can play it on a keyboard or
叫做靠主耶稣必得胜, 我们有没有人会弹这首诗?
Maybe we can sing it together. If you have the book, it's 662. It's just the chorus that's in the book.
是诗歌662首, 只是它的副歌在里面。
It simply says, There's victory in Jesus, my Savior forever.
他说, 靠主耶稣必得胜, 祂永是我救主。
He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood.
他寻我, 他买我, 他血使我得赎。
He loved me.
他爱我。
And all my love is due him.
今我的爱全归他。
And he plunged me to victory.
他领我常常夸胜。
Not to be robbed and stolen from and defeated, but he's plunged me to victory.
他不是带领我被偷窃, 被杀害, 被毁坏, 而是带我夸胜。
Beneath his cleansing flood.
在他宝血泉下。
Could we try it together?
我们可不可以一起唱这首诗歌?
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He has sought me and bought me.
Since he won the cross, he won't wear my wrong. Ten of us
I've gone past the hour already.
我们时间已经过了。
But I wonder.
但是我想。
I wonder if anybody here this morning would say, you know, I've been robbed.
我不知道在座有没有人今天早上承认我失去了。
I've been living way below what I should be living, my privileges that Jesus has.
我被抢掠了，我活在一个光景是在耶稣所为我预备的光景之下的。
The enemy's got my stuff.
仇敌掠夺了我。
And maybe you're going to this morning say, but that's not right.
也许你的心中说这是不对。
I want to get it back.
我要夺回我所失去。
I want him to restore my soul.
我要恢复我所失去。
I want him to restore the things that have been stolen, everything that was taken.
我要将一切被夺去的都带回来。
I want him to do for me exceeding abundantly above that which I could ask or think.
我要他成就超过我求所想。
I'm willing to be a blessing to others.
我并且愿意成为别人的祝福。
I'm going to do it his way.
我要照着他的道路行。
And I'm going to allow him to give to me the victory.
And 我要让他为我赢得胜利。
Now, if there's anyone like that here this morning,
今天早晨在座有谁在这样光景里？
Where you want to come over from where you are, like David and his men, or like Jack and his mom?
你要从你现在所在之处出发。
And you want to take that victory today in Jesus' name.
今天你要在耶稣基督的名里来得着那个得胜。
If you feel that in your heart, would you just stand right now?
若是这里里面的一个祷告，我要邀请你站起来。
Anybody at all?
有没有人
I want your victory.
在这个光景里说主我要你在我生命里得胜
stand right where you are.
你就站起来
Now, I don't know what it is that you're wanting to get back. I don't know.
我不知道你所需要夺回的是什么
But whatever it is, hold it before the Lord this morning.
但不管是什么今天把它带到神面前来
And know that Jesus is victor.
要知道神是得胜者。
That Jesus is able to meet your need.
耶稣是得胜者，他能够满足你的要求。
I realize that we have 10 minutes before lunch.
我知道我们还几十分钟左右就吃中饭了。
But I don't want to end quite yet without praying with you.
但是我不想没有祷告我们就结束。
I wonder if we can close this meeting this way this morning.
我不晓得早晨我们可不可以这样做。
Those of you that feel your need, that want help today.
你们心中觉得有需要，需要得帮助。
I'm going to ask that we sing that chorus one more time.
我想我们可不可以再唱一遍
？And as we sing that chorus, I want to know if you would just come to the front as we sing.
当我们唱的时候，你可以自由的来到前面。
Almost as if you were climbing the beanstalk.
好像你在爬那棵豌豆树一样。
As if you were going over the hill to where the enemy has what you rightfully own.
好像大卫一样来到那个山顶，看见所属他的就在山下。
And as you take a step of faith this morning from where you are to this front.
从你所在之处迈一个信心的脚步到前面来。
Saying, Lord, I'm coming to receive the victory.
好像你在告诉神说，我来得着我的得胜。
Take back what's been lost.
我要来得回我所失去的。
And I know that there's victory in you, and I can recover all that I've been stolen.
主，我知道在你有得胜，我可以恢复我所失去的。
In other words, take a step of faith.
迈出信心的脚步。
Believe that God can meet you and He will.
知道神能够来遇见你，他也愿意遇见你。
Would you come as we sing and stand in the front?
若是这是你的情形，当我们唱的时候，请你到前面。
That chorus again. Oh, victory in Jesus.
你现在要找到你身边一个埃及的少年人，就是你身边有需要的人，你不一定知道，需要知道他的问题是什么，你陪他一起祷告，就与你隔壁的人在信心里一起祷告，为彼此代祷。两个人若同心合意，事情就会成就，因为在主里面有得胜。也许你要求神恢复你的婚姻，或者修补你的灵魂，或你要他将和平喜乐再充满你的心中，需要是什么，先把它放一边，关心你旁边的人，为他祷告，为他的需要求神来祝福。我没有办法帮你，因为得胜在乎主，主就在这里要把得胜赐给你。我们所失去的，我们不要容许仇敌保有他们。在主耶稣里面，我们奉主的名要得胜，借着信，借着他的名，阿们。主啊，把你的得胜赐下，主显出你的荣耀，得胜在我们的当中。主，我们需要你，坚固我们的弟兄姊妹，叫你的得胜在这里显出。哈利路亚，赞美主。主啊，医治每一个家庭，将失丧的儿女带回来，因为你付了代价，你付了完全的代价，我们感谢你。哈利路亚，奉耶稣基督的名，我们宣告这个得胜。哈利路亚，来荣耀你。
Baba Yara, Baba Yo, Baba Yara, Baba Yo, 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 Baba Yo,
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.